Coffee Mambo Jumbo is in the city of London at 6:30 at night. That's very unusual for somebody who reports on coffees. But I've been invited by Drury Coffee, by Ricardo, to follow the frog. Now, this might be a really strange thing, but I followed the frog all the way to the bank. I tubed it from Tootingbeck to the bank, and out I came. And I'm here, and I've met Stuart, who's going to tell us all about what follow the frog really means.
Yeah, Follow the Frog is a week of focused activity where we try to encourage consumers to follow the frog. And that means that not to do anything different this week, except when you're buying that cup of coffee, look out for the green frog seal. Ask your barista, is this Rainforest Alliance certified coffee? Can I drink my coffee and minimise my impact on the rainforest? So that's what Follow the Frog is all about.
Follow the Frog, we understood, but what's the Rainforest Alliance?
The Rainforest Alliance is a conservation organisation focused on saving the rainforest and preventing deforestation. Deforestation is still a huge problem around the world. Agricultural conversion is the biggest driver of deforestation. So we work with farms and farmers in the tropical rainforests to help them become better farmers, grow better coffee, grow more coffee to improve their impact or improve their income, but do that in a way that absolutely minimises their impact on the environment. And in fact, in a way, actually starts to restore the environment. Because under Rainforest Alliance schemes, we're looking at reforesting coffee farms, bringing in shade-grown coffee. We're looking at improving their water courses. We're looking at managing their waste. We're looking at improving their soils. We're looking at improving their skills as farmers. So they prune better. They grow better quality coffee. They grow more coffee. So that's the challenge, and that's the work of the Rainforest Alliance when it comes to coffee.
Of course, you don't do only coffee, but we're going to specialise a little bit here and focus on the coffee bit, because Coffee Mambo Jumbo is all about coffee. Now, you were talking about also grading. Are you somehow linked to the Specialty Coffee Association? Is that something that we do, because they grade coffees as well, and you say you want to improve the way farmers become better farmers and produce more quality coffees?
We don't have any formal links with that, but we find sort of anecdotally that our focus is on improving the environment and improving the skills of the farmer. So what we do is we focus on their abilities, and they often see an increase in yield. That brings them an increase in income. But because they change the way that they're farming, because they prune at the right times, because they pick the right cherries, they are actually finding that they often see an improvement in quality. Mm-hmm. And certainly from a lot of the specialty coffee sort of importers and roasters that I speak to, what they often say to me is, I know the Rainforest Alliance isn't about quality, but actually the best quality coffee we buy is Rainforest Alliance certified. So every year, for example, in the US, we run a copping competition.
Okay.
And 9 times out of 10, it's Rainforest Alliance certified coffee that wins in most of the categories.
That's brilliant. So how long have you been going in the coffee? How long have you been specialising in coffee?
We've been in agricultural certification since about 1983. Our first crop was bananas. Our second crop was coffee.
Okay.
So we've been in coffee since the mid sort of 1990s. We've been doing coffee, and we do a range of coffee. So you'll find us in mainstream coffee, soluble coffee, right up into the specialty coffee markets. You'll find Rainforest Alliance certified coffee. Mm-hmm. So a range of coffee for a range of tastes.
Very good. Now, briefly, we've got another minute or so. Tell me other areas that the Rainforest Foundation is actually really trying to push the awareness.
Yeah, the Rainforest Alliance is really trying to educate consumers around the world in how they can minimise their impact on the environment. So that's in the food you buy. So coffee is a good example, or whether you drink tea, the chocolate you eat, the citrus fruit you consume. Any product that comes from the Rainforest Alliance, you know, we're getting involved in, we're helping to minimise its environmental impact, improve the social conditions of the farmers and the growers around the world. But it's not just coffee, it's not just agriculture, forestry as well. So working in forests and in tourism. So the Rainforest Alliance works across a range of impacts on the rainforests around the world. And that's where you'll find us, boots on the ground, you know, working away.
If I buy a coffee that's Rainforest Alliance, does any of my money go back there into the organisation?
Very little. Some of it does. Most of it is actually dedicated in ensuring that the farmers are getting a better deal. Not through guaranteeing their price, but helping them to become better farmers so they're able to grow more on the same acreage of land. As I said, they're able to uplift their quality in a lot of conditions. They improve their income.
Sure.
But yes, we have to raise money. We do take money from businesses. We take money from businesses who use our seal. But 80% of that goes back into our field work.
But it's a bit of a good feel factor. If you actually, you've got 2 bars of chocolate or 2 bags of coffee, and you actually go for the one that's got the frog
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, it is.
Because and, you're doing something.
Exactly. But we're not charging a premium to the consumer for that, and nor are the companies.
Okay.
So the consumer itself is still paying, you know, whatever the market price for that coffee is. And obviously, if it's better quality coffee, you might be paying a bit more money.
Right.
So
right.
we're not placing a premium on there. But I'm pleased to say that when the buyers are out there in the field, they will pay a premium for Rainforest Alliance coffee because it's often better quality
That's
coffee.
That's great to know. Now, very briefly, you've got a blog going. So just tell us what the blog's called.
We have the frogblog.org.uk. It's been going for a number of years now, but we have now relaunched it. New look blog, lots more video, lots more images, and it will tell you a range of stories about the
And you can follow
alone.
The frog there.
And you can follow the frog there.
I tell you what, the word here is follow the frog. Thank you very much, Stuart.
Okay.